mentioned, we began to discuss last night, the fascinating Gemara beginning of the fourth paragraph of Brachas, one of the fundamental questions the Gemara raises about tefillah is, where does it come from? The idea of davening three times a day is certainly a Drabbanan institution, and the Gemara wonders on the opening block, so what's the source of this? And the first suggestion the Gemara gives is that tefillah is avos tikkun. And the notion of davening morning, afternoon, and night goes back to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. That is articulated by the early Amor of Yosef Rav Hanina, and the Gemara quotes the supporting Braisa. And the Braisa goes on to enumerate Avram Tikkun Shacharis, Yitzchak Tikkun Mincha, Yaakov Tikkun Arvos. Each of the Avos was masaking, whatever that means, each of the Avos instituted, sounds like, one of the three tefillos, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk for each. A pasuk about Avram davening in the morning, about Yitzchak davening in the afternoon, about Yaakov davening at night in advance of his nevuah of the letter. And began to talk about last night the problem that Bryce presents us with, because the implication is Avraham only davened Shacharis. Yitzchak was the first one to daven Mincha. Even Yitzchak never davened Ma'ariv. It was Yaakov who came up with the idea. And the problem is that the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chav Ches is pretty clear otherwise. The Gemara speaks about when Avraham, at what time of day, what time of the afternoon did Avraham daven Mincha. Pretty clearly he did daven Mincha. And the Gemara goes on later in the same Amud to say that Avraham kept all the Din Drabbanan. Even Erev Tavshilin, all sorts of even obscure Din Drabbanan, certainly Mincha Ma'ariv. How do you tell me Yitzchak is the first one to come up with Mincha, Yaakov is the first one to come up with Ma'ariv? What happened to, well, why is Avraham particularly tied to Shacharis as opposed to the other two? I spoke last night about the Marsha's first approach. I'd like to spend the next 2-3 minutes talking about Marsha's second approach. The first approach highlighted the Tanakh connection that Avraham has to Shacharis, Yitzchak to Mincha, Yaakov to Ma'ariv. Then the Marsha goes on to say, well, maybe, yes, Avraham davened all the tefillos, maybe Yitzchak and Yaakov also davened all three. But Avraham Tikkun Shacharis doesn't just mean he was the first one to say Shacharis, it's that he's a model of enthusiasm about Shacharis. Because it was Kefimi Dasa. He had a special energy. Avraham's special energy came to Shacharis, so that really spoke to his Midah. And Mincha, Yaakov had a particular connection to Mincha, and Yaakov to Ma'ariv because it spoke to his Midah. And then the Marsha just sort of drops the topic. As though we're supposed to understand what was the Midah of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that somehow, how was Shacharis Avramish? And what does Mincha have to do with Yitzchak? What does that mean? So Shechter quoted a couple of years ago that the European Darshanim gave the following perspective, which maybe what the Marsha is driving as well. I think it has a practical implications for us. They said it's not that Avram happened to be the one who davened Shacharis, it's Avram's life. Avram's trajectory was one of the morning. Yitzchak was one of the afternoon, and Yaakov was the Av of night. Avram was the beginning of a whole new movement. Avram began the teaching of the spreading of monotheism, belief in Hashem Echad, like the morning. Start of a new life. Yitzchak's primary life work was continuing what Avram had begun, like the afternoon, continuing the breaking light of the morning. And Yaakov is the Av of night, because Yaakov, far more than the other two, was an Av of Galus. Yaakov goes into Galus more than once, spends decades in Galus. Avram's the only Av who passes away in Galus. And Yaakov's life was even more beset by suffering, by struggle, by inner family struggle. Avraham Yitzchak certainly had their share as well, but it's even more prominent in the life of Yaakov. Gemara Pesachim tells us, on his deathbed, Yaakov still isn't sure which way his kids are tilted. Yaakov really is, very, in many ways, is the Av of night. And each of the Avos, then, each of the Avos were over that Kadosh Baruch Hu magnificently, within the constraints of their particular set of life situations. So Avram's life is a life of davening Shacharis. Avram's life is a life, you know, but Hashem in a morning situation, Yitzchak in an afternoon type of life situation, and Yaakov in a nighttime type of life situation. Now what does this do for us? That's fascinating, it's interesting. Interesting to think about Chumash Bereishis in that way. It also maybe highlights the fact that the very same set of words, except on Shabbos, the words are the same for the Shmoneh Esrei Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv. The words don't change, yet they could do different things. We're talking about a shachar style type of living, a morning type of avoda, an afternoon type of avoda, a night type of avoda. It's like a radical way, for be honest with ourselves, I think it's a pretty radical way of thinking, that the same Shmoneh Esrei could do different things. And as we allow ourselves to transform tefillah, Shmoneh Esrei, into the sort of conversation that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's meant to be, so you could be using a lot of the same tools to do very different things. If my car is in pretty good shape, I wouldn't say it's sad. I wouldn't necessarily say my car is happy either. My car is a car. It does lots of different things. It can take me to happy places. It can take me to sad places. The same car can take me visiting people. It can take me shopping. It can take me to all sorts of places. If the car isn't miyuad for any one thing. In different situations, I'll have happy or sad associations with the car. In different situations, I'll be accomplishing different things with the car. Shmoneh Esrei also, if we see it as a tool, if we see Shmoneh Esrei as a framework for a couple of minutes of conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that same tool could drive Arvos Hashem in lots of different types of situations and lots of different moods. I'll leave you with this. Think for a moment about the Tehillim. Such a big sefer. So many different parts. Not even all written by David HaMelech. So what ties sefer Tehillim together? So much variety. Sometimes he's happy, and sometimes he's sad, and sometimes it's musical, and sometimes he's confused, and some of it is tied to particular historical events, and some of it isn't. What ties Tehillim together is probably the one common thread is always conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes he's reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's happy, sometimes when he's confused, sometimes when he's sad, sometimes when he's angry, but always reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Sefer Tehillim is a tool that can be used in a lot of different ways. And our Shmoneh Esrei, as it becomes a conversation, can become like that Sefer Tehillim model. Sometimes we're feeling, it could be morning, noon, or night, but sometimes we're feeling shachros. If we have the excitement of starting something new. Sometimes we have the steadiness of an afternoon type of avodah. We're in a good groove, we're continuing something. And sometimes it's a Meirav mode. It may be morning, but our lives may feel myrtic. It may be, it's hard to know where things are going, and we're feeling night style. And Shmoneh Esrei is that tool that the Avos gave, that the Avos inspired, that can allow us to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all sorts of different situations. That's perhaps the larger message, according to this approach of the Maharsha, of Tzilas Avos Tikkun, understanding that we're plugging in to one or the other models of the Avos, enabling us, giving us the strength to reach the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of the particular situations and mood that we find ourselves in. Kaddish.